There are some mobile phone applications that are deemed necessary to the majority of smartphone users. For example, instant messaging and social media apps. And for Android users, the Jamaica Constabulary Force wants you to add the Stay Alert application to your essential apps list. What are the benefits? Here's head of the JCF's Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay. She was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This is an app that was developed in the Ministry of National Security in 2014 and has been around since. In recent times, we would have done some modification to the app to make it more user-friendly and more persons can access it very easily.
I see.
So it is called the Stay Alert app. And like any other application, you can just go to the Google Play Store and you click and you put in Stay Alert. It's free.
Free.
All you need to have at that point is the internet, so you can download it. And once you download it on your phone, there are like three or four steps. What is good about this app is that it has four main features. It has a panic system. It has a report system. It also has the laws. It has an alert system. So what this allows you to do is to give every citizen the opportunity to participate in their own safety and security.
So it's dependent on one's having data service and all that kind of thing at the time of making the report?
No. The good part of it is that the only time you probably need some kind of data service is at the point of download. The app doesn't, you don't have to have credit on your phone. You don't have to have data service on your phone. All you need to have is a smartphone. An Android smartphone.
And a person breaking into the house. It doesn't matter that, boy, unfortunately, you didn't have any credit at that time. You can still use it.
And you can take a picture of this person breaking into the house. You can video the person breaking into the house. You can send a voice note with screaming, and you just send that off. And it goes to the server, and what it does, it triggers an alert at 119.
But you can also touch a panic mode. And not say anything because perhaps one cannot speak.
And that's why sometimes you're in a situation and you can't speak, but you have your phone.
Yes.
So you can press the panic button and just leave it at that. What will happen is that when the signal gets to 119, and they usually respond very quickly, what you need now to ensure that your GPS on your phone is on. Because it works with the GPS system. It works like any other panic system with the GPS. Yes, so when you press that now, the police will probably call back the number. If they call back the number and they don't get a response, then what they will do is that they will send you support. So like people who watch television and they see how 911 operates, where you call, they call back, you don't get a response, they send the police. That's how this operates. So it's an added feature. So you press the panic button. If you can speak and the police call you back, you're able to relate to them exactly what is happening. So for the panic system, one of the things that we caution that you don't press the panic button unless you have a real emergency. So you don't want to give it to the children so that they play with it. The reason why the police call back, because it could accidentally trigger this feature. So you want to have that. We use it to support any initiative. So if you're out there as a citizen and you witness something that you believe, that you see something and you want to say something, we ask you to use the report feature. And this you can use by, just like how you use WhatsApp. You see how people like to do the things on WhatsApp and share?
Yes.
The only difference with the WhatsApp is that it is not shared with everybody. It is shared at a secure location and only the police will have access to the information. And not every police. It operates, it works with the 811 system that we have. So you know that is a secure system that is not answered by the regular police. And a part of it is answered offshore. So it is supported by that 811 system. So when you send your report, so if you send a text message, it goes there and somebody will act on it. If you have information that they are wanted persons, they are missing children, anything that is happening in your community that you believe you should bring to the attention of the authority. Mm-hmm. Because even though it is the Stay Alert app, it's not only crime. So you might find that you might be living next door to a home that they are abusing children. You want to get it to the authority. If you send it, then we will notify the CDA. We will notify the child advocate.
Head of the JCF's Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.